This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Historic election in world history, a referendum between globalism and Americanism. Here is Joe Biden's chief advisor on PBS admitting what we already knew. Their strategy was to hide this individual in the basement until he could get into office and they could replace him with Kamala Harris. Here it is.
And we're confident in our strategy. I remember not a couple weeks or maybe months ago when folks suggested that we should, quote unquote, get out of the basement. Our strategy has worked, Judy. We are talking directly to the American people, and we look forward to continuing to do that through tomorrow.
Well, we know at some of these President Trump's rallies, thousands are showing up in terms of numbers, and that's why I ask you that question. Simone Sanders.
Now, Tucker Carlson is always powerful, but he laid it out so beautifully, so perfectly last night. When we come back, I'm going to play 5 minutes of it, where he explains that this is a referendum between nationalism and populism and our disgusting ruling class that doesn't even believe America should exist. See, to carry out these evil things, the destruction of America, to parlay our power and our money and our ingenuity into building world government while demoralizing us, while dumbing us down, while breaking up our families, to make sure that we would fall, you have to really hate people you're doing that to. And because we stood down, because we were naive, because we slept on our laurels, the most evil, corrupt elites the planet has ever seen got control of this nation. They're the same ones that put Mao Zedong in power in 1949, and David Rockefeller wrote two op-eds in the New York Times bragging about it. And we really are living in Rockefeller's world. His foundation is behind Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. John D. Rockefeller the first, right down to David. And this is a revolution we're involved in against them and their minions, like Hillary Clinton. Remember, they had 250,000 of these already printed up, already on newsstands the day of the election. Madam President, already in the airports that morning when she lost. They are so butthurt that they're not invincible and godlike. So now they've engaged even bigger fraud to try to fix the system. And if they're able to steal it from Trump, it'll blow up in their face even bigger. They've got a plan A and they've got a plan B. But these minions of the globalists have been raping this country since 1993 when they accelerated the sellout to communist China. So that's what this election is all about. So if you want to fight these people, they are going to pull some major shenanigans. We know exactly what they're up to. I pay more attention to their political operations than even high-level Democrats do, because they're all a bunch of lazy, meth-head, devil-worshipper, pedophile trash. They all work the minimum amount. But they have all the money, all the power, because their father is the devil, and he's the god of this world for a short time. The devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. And I've studied every facet of what they're going to do, and we know exactly what they're going to do. We know exactly what they're going to pull and exactly how they're going to do it. The good news is I've been watching the White House very closely. They've gotten dialed into what's happening. They don't even really need me anymore. They used to need this show and need you to tell them. Now they're so dialed in and know how things work that if Trump gets back in and can make it over these hurdles, he is going to destroy the globalists. Absolutely destroy them. And that's why they're so incredibly dangerous right now. So I'm going to walk through the scenarios that we face, plan A, plan B, and plan C of these dirtbags, and why they're going to pull it, because they've never gotten in trouble. And so it's like letting somebody rob, rape, and murder, which is what they're doing, and they get a get-out-of-jail-free card, and if they're a psychotic person, they're going to keep doing it. Let's see. When they don't get in trouble, they always escalate. And if they make the move and actually try to bite this off, There's no way they can chew it. We're talking about a midget trying to eat an elephant in one bite. So the sick part of me hopes they actually try it. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level, and we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, and despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar. We are now 0 hour. 0 hour. 0 hour. 0 hour. That means the collision is now. Election 2020. More people voted by last week than voted in the last general election. Massive voting across the country. The deep state is in absolute, total panic mode. And there is clear, rock-hard evidence of systemic election fraud and voter fraud in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, in Iowa, in Georgia, in North Carolina, in Florida. It's pouring in. Confirmation, massive criminal activity. We're covering it all at the bottom of the hour. Let me tell you who we've got today. Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit, Roger Stone, former chief campaign advisor to President Trump, political advisor, Hotep Jesus, David Icke, David Knight, Paul Joseph Watson. That's just in the next 3 hours and 55 minutes of my transmission. That I'm going to be back throughout the entire day with Leanne McAdoo and with Deanna Lorraine and with Owen Schroyer and with Harrison Smith and with Rob Dew and with all the rest of our amazing crew. And we've got some big guests coming up tonight and surprise guests and a lot of surprise stuff going on. You know, I don't tell you big stuff's coming if it isn't coming. Obviously, big stuff's coming. We're now here. The clash of civilizations, tyranny, and the globalist system versus America. The world that John D. Rockefeller, with the remnants of the British Empire, with Cecil Rhodes, built. And his grandson, David Rockefeller. David just died a few years ago. And they built the UN. They put Mao in charge. They ran the Communist Party in Russia. They financed Hitler. This is all in Pulitzer Prize-winning books. They don't even hide this stuff. They had congressional hearings about it in the 70s in the Church Committee. Anthony Sutton got all the secret government documents out of the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller Foundation that Congress had access to with classification. That's how I know their plan. We aren't one of those other shows that talks about Republican or Democrat and all these little ideologies that are just side issues to the world government, New World Order system and what its plan is for you and your family, and it ain't good. You see that with the Rockefeller Foundation lockstep that totally predicts 10 years ago what we're currently under with the global martial law. But for TV viewers, let's put the photo up of one town in Pennsylvania alone. Trump's done more than 20 rallies in Pennsylvania. And that's just a close shot. There is video that Tucker Carlson shows, and he backs out of it, and the crowd goes on and on and on, over 100,000 people, and reportedly 50,000 couldn't get in, and the media spun it and made fun of it and said, oh, some people couldn't get in, and they were there till 1 in the morning and were freezing. Oh, because they were celebrating coming together and valuing each other and valuing America and knowing we've been under economic war by the globalists on purpose, and they've shipped the drugs in, and they're now teaching us to tell us our little boys or girls and chop their testicles off. If space aliens landed and asked for that, we'd say attack them. but they sell it as liberal and trendy. If you don't agree with it, we'll attack you. It's totally sick. So I'm going to play this Tucker Carlson clip. When we come back with David Knight in studio, we've got the biggest news yet. We have their scenarios, A, B, and C. It's now been announced. It's on InfoWars.com. We knew it was coming out of Axios. Biden is going to declare himself the winner tonight. Mainstream media is going to agree. That's plan A. And then if Trump disagrees, he'll be silenced by big tech, the internet, and TV saying he's wrong. They're going to really try this. That's their main plan. If it's close, they're going to declare victory for Biden. If it's so huge for Trump, which the evidence shows it'll be, they're going to hold it up and then cause civil unrest and a breakdown. Then they've got a plan C as well. We're going to talk about it all. But first, Tucker Carlson lays it out perfectly about which side are you on. You finally got somebody that proved they're on your side, believes in America, is sick of selling us out for globalism. Who are you going to stand with? Here's Tucker Carlson.
I want to begin this show with a single image. Now, the image doesn't tell you who's going to win or lose tomorrow. Instead, it's a metaphor for the election itself and for the moment that we're living in and will continue to live in. The picture is from a town called Butler, Pennsylvania. It's 35 miles north of Pittsburgh. The president held a rally there over the weekend. Butler's like a lot of places you'll find in this country once you head inland from the coasts. It's a former industrial town. They made Pullman rail cars there for many years. But it's been losing population for decades. There's still a lot of nice people in Butler. For $60,000, you can buy a decent house there. It's a place you might be happy in. But our professional class is not impressed by Butler. They don't consider Butler, Pennsylvania, or places like it, the future. To them, places like Butler are embarrassing relics of a past best forgotten. The men of Butler may have built this country, and they did, but they mean nothing to our leaders now. You can be certain of that because when large numbers of people in Butler started killing themselves with narcotics, no one in Washington or New York or Los Angeles said a word about it. And so it continued. There have now been so many opioid deaths in Butler that a few years ago residents built an overdose memorial in the middle of town. MSNBC didn't cover that. So given all of that, it was interesting how the people around Butler feel about Donald Trump. Here are the pictures of the president's rally there on Saturday night. Tens of thousands of people came. So many people that the crowd obscured the horizon. It looked like a visit from the Pope. When was the last time a political speech drew that many people? Well, the media didn't ask. Instead, they attacked the rally as a super spreader event. Trump endangers thousands in Pennsylvania. Okay, we'll leave the epidemiology to CNN. But the question still hung in the air. Why did all those people come? Why? They must have known that Donald Trump is the most evil man who's ever lived. They've heard that every day for 5 years. They know that people who support Donald Trump are also evil. They're bigots, they're morons, they're racist cult members. They know that Americans have been fired from their jobs for supporting Donald Trump. Not to mention kicked off social media, belittled by their kids' teachers, shunned by decent society. Only losers and freaks support Donald Trump. People in Butler knew all of that. But on Saturday, they went to the Donald Trump rally anyway. Why exactly did they do that? We should be pondering that question deeply as we watch tomorrow's returns and as we live through the aftermath of them. Millions of Americans sincerely love Donald Trump. They love him in spite of everything they've heard. They love him often in spite of himself. They're not deluded. They know exactly who Trump is. They love him anyway. They love Donald Trump because no one else loves them. The country they built, the country their ancestors fought for over hundreds of years, has left them to die in their unfashionable little towns, mocked and despised by the sneering half-wits with finance degrees but no actual skills who seem to run everything all of a sudden. Whatever Donald Trump's faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge. At least he doesn't hate them for their weakness. Donald Trump, in other words, is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. That was true 4 years ago when Trump came out of nowhere to win the presidency, and it's every bit as true right now. Maybe even more true than it's ever been, and it will remain true regardless of whether Donald Trump wins re-election. Trump rose because they failed. It's as simple as that. If the people in charge had done a halfway decent job with the country they inherited, If they cared about anything other than themselves, even for just a moment, Donald Trump would still be hosting Celebrity Apprentice. But they didn't. Instead, they were incompetent and narcissistic and cruel and relentlessly dishonest. They wrecked what they didn't build. They lied about it. They hurt anyone who told the truth about what they were doing. That's true. We watched. America is still a great country, the best in the world, but our ruling class is disgusting. A vote for Trump is a vote against them. That's what's going on in that picture. That's what's going on in this country.
Well, what you just saw is as close to perfection with truth as it gets. That is veritas in the very archetype. And that's exactly true. And the system is scared because they're these big globalists. They're the masters of the universe. And they're being defeated. And they can't stand it. You just got to understand the chip on the shoulder that big tech people and the Chi-Coms and the Rothschilds have against you and your family. They literally hate you. Research them. They want to hurt you. And the minute you realize that, their power is over. Don't submit to anything they say or do.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And I was watching David Knight this morning before I went and voted, and he was doing a really good job laying out what he sees unfolding. He's here riding shotgun with us. Hotep Jesus, who's a great political analyst and a very successful marketer, national marketer, a businessman. He's going to be also a funny guy. He's going to be popping in with us. And so many other huge guests. We're going to have live 24-hour coverage. I'm predicting that they are going to go with Plan B, that it's going to be obvious that Trump has won, so they're going to have to say, oh, we've got to count all the ballots in Pennsylvania and Michigan and other areas, and then try to drag it out, the civil unrest, and then hold the economy hostage. That's their main focus. But they've also been talking about, oh, just announcing that Biden wins and then basically locking down Trump supporters and locking down Trump and letting no one contest it. So they're saying only seven groups, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, and of course, one other group.
Fox is in there twice.
Yeah, exactly. Fox.
They get two votes.
Yeah, the Fox and AP.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usual suspects, isn't it?
It's the usual suspects. So, David, gut level, watching this unfold, what do you think we're about to witness here?
Well, you know, Alex, I thought for the longest time, and I've been saying this, and Richard Proctor, I have on Talk About the Constitution frequently, he's pointed out the 20th Amendment says that by January the 20th, you've got to have a winner, or Nancy Pelosi gets to pick the people. So I thought they were going to try to slow walk this thing out, have chaos and lawfare and all that sort of thing. Except when you look at this and the pronouncements that have come out in the last 24 hours, as you pointed out on InfoWars, we've got the story up there about how the Axios has been informed that they're going to, if the news media declares Biden a winner, that's it. I mean, we're not, you know, he's going to start putting his cabinet together and he's going to start acting like the president right away. We're not going to wait for a recount. We're not going to have any contesting. Biden plans to assert control as president-elect if declared winner by a news organization. And they've got news organizations lined
up. And notice it's been mainstream media the last 3 years in the internet purge. They're the ones that say someone's fake news. If CNN or ABC says you're fake news, then big tech bans you. Just like when ABC, after 2 weeks, finally said, okay, the Hunter Biden laptop's real, well, then the New York Post got unbanned.
Yeah.
So it's a hierarchy. The big mainstream corporate media is God. It's the top folks. That's what the CIA and Operation Mockingbird is on record.
That's right. And NewsGuard, which, you know, there was a Newsweek article today. And they were talking
Microsoft.
About
Microsoft.
That's right. NewsGuard is Microsoft and it's DARPA. And they also have ElectionGuard. And honestly, Alex, when I was looking at this a year ago, I thought they were going to roll out electronic voting more and they were going to roll through the fraud. And that's going to come. That is coming. And they've already talked about how they're going to have crypto ballots and blockchain ballots.
But they're doing
it
this time with just tons of fake ballots themselves.
That's
they're hitting at the machine level. They know there's so many checks and balances being added with the receipts and things. There's so many recounts. They're just going to directly having dead people vote.
And the reason they're able to get away with this is because they've shut down the First Amendment. And they shut it down a long time ago.
And all over the country.
That's right.
In the key battlegrounds, they're blocking poll watchers and violating state law.
That's right. That's right. And you know, when we look at this, as I've talked about many times, Alex, it's not just shutting down alternative free press like us. It's also shutting down the free speech of the people. They've got the public.
Well, they've said the general public isn't allowed to say anything not approved by these big seven groups. Big seven media can only report on it, can only say what they saw. If anybody else says they saw fraud, if anybody else says they were unable to vote, if anybody else says they're a poll watch that was blocked, that will be blocked by big tech. This is an information coup. This is an attempted media coup. We're in the middle of. They're telling us it's a media coup because they want to hide it in plain view and normal. analyze it. So let's quantify this again. I agree with you. They have plan B, but they don't think that'll work. They're going to go directly tonight to just say Biden wins at, say, 9 o'clock, and then just shut everybody else down and say that. And then Biden just announces he's president, says, here's my cabinet, I'm the president, and they just hope this big hoax goes across.
That's right. And I think that plan B became a little bit more difficult for them because of Barrett. You know, if they'd had Ginsburg
exactly.
in there, they might have gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think, you know, when I look at this, I think, you know, Barrett would be okay on this. I've got concerns about other things.
Oh, no, the Supreme Court ruled against Trump to let him keep the polling places open.
That's right. And I've got concern about her understanding of the primacy of the First Amendment as well, because, you know, when she was questioned as part of the hearing, say they asked her to enumerate the different parts of the First Amendment. She came up short on one of them. But then we asked her to tie it together and say, why is this the very first one? And why are these things all related? Well, it's pretty obvious. I played clips today from what's going on in Australia. They had 400 people who showed up. They've got no casualties whatsoever. They're going into summer in Australia. They're still locked down hard. And they had a ring of militarized police surround them. Even somebody who was just there to listen to a speaker. He's not part of the movement. He's all masked up and everything else. But they don't want these people to exercise their free speech.
This is UN-directed, corporate-directed,
right.
world government, world martial law.
Yeah.
And Trump, to his credit, is saying no to it. He's having the rallies. He's saying open it back up. He says just get over the virus. We're never going to, quote, conquer it by hiding our houses. And they are so pissed. So this is a referendum against global world government UN control, which even the New York Times today admits, okay, China did control the WHO and did control the world response. So the New York Times admits China's in control of the UN and controls the blue states and blue cities. My God, this is insane. And the Stockholm Syndrome women mainly, but also some men, love going along with this and submitting to UN Chinese-directed tyranny.
You know, the thing that really made me angry, Alex, somebody sent me this. I didn't see it over the weekend, but they had a Halloween party in guess where? Wuhan. They had a Halloween party in Wuhan. They had thousands of people. They had people dressed up like zombie nurses in Wuhan, China. They are doing this in our face. This is the real virus, this plan that was modeled for us by China.
It's a psych warfare attack. Psych warfare.
Exactly. And, you know, the First Amendment and free speech, and it's also, you know, the free exercise of religion. They've shut that down as well. All of this.
That's right.
Wuhan's
not even wearing masks anymore.
That's right.
It's all theater.
No. Yeah, it is. It's total theater.
By the way, you know
it's
about China. You're not an engineer. You adopted your daughter from there. You've been there. You cover it. We cover it. We know what we're talking about, China.
Oh, yeah.
We're the ones that said 10 years ago, 20 years ago, that, you know, you've been here almost 10 years, that China is going to be the main issue. And it is, because we're studying what the globalists are admitting.
Well, China was set up to do everything that the globalists wanted to do. They wanted slave labor. We were told 20 or 30 years ago, you don't want to have manufacturing jobs in America. They're dirty. You want the manufacturing jobs to be in China. Besides that, they work cheap. I mean, these guys work dirt cheap. They work for slave wages. they do. They enslave them.
And so what they've done is a giant sucking sound Ross Perot
right.
talked about.
Exactly. And after they said, you just want to have the service jobs. There are a lot of us who are saying, well, you know, we can't really exist by just taking in each other's laundry. But now we can't even do that. Because
it's not essential.
That's right. The lockdown has taken away the service economy, which was the last bastion, the last fingernail hold of the middle class on having some kind of upward mobility in the economy.
Because they want a siege to dictate the terms of our surrender in their own admissions. Prince Charles, Rockefellers, they're all bragging. Oh, this is cutting the carbon footprint. These monsters admit what they're doing to our face.
Yeah, yeah. They've always seen us as a virus, and now they want us to see each other as a virus.
It's like we're dirty, humans are bad. We're not just bad for the earth, we're bad for each other. We need to hate ourselves.
That's right.
So we won't stand up for ourselves. Uh-huh. We're being taught like a pimp tortures a woman and beats her to control her.
Mm-hmm.
We're just being pimped. We're being bitch slapped. We're being brought down. We're being taught to have no respect for ourselves.
That's right. They want you afraid of each other, even in your homes for Thanksgiving. I mean, we're looking at this Halloween
thing. Wear a mask while you have sex. Well, stay there, David.
Yeah.
Because here's the big question. We're not just saying this. They are announcing and saying, it's ground zero, it's zero hour. They're announcing, Biden's officially saying his campaign, that we're going to say I'm the winner tonight, the mainstream media is going to announce it. This is a media coup. How do we counter this when we come right back? We're supposed to not be on the air. We're still on the air right now, folks. The people have a voice.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Being extincted, or is it the countdown to the extinction of America? We're fighting for our lives. It is Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Hotep Jesus is with us about 35 minutes or so. David Knight's riding shotgun with us into the next hour. We've got everybody coming on, Roger Stone, you name it, here today, and your phone calls and so much more. But all the hysteria you see is about this. Madam President, she was supposed to be the winner. They printed up a quarter million of these. They even were delivering them to the airports and bookstores and grocery store newsstands the morning after they lost in 2000, and 16, Madam President. But she says, oh, plan B is we're just going to keep counting ballots forever and he will not be president. Pelosi says Biden will be president. And now you add to all this, they've asked the military to help remove Trump. They've said again, no. Next segment, we've got Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on video saying we will not be part of a coup. Raping America since 93, the Epstein crime syndicate of the Clintons, and, of course, Bill Gates, who sits on top of it like a big evil spider. Coming up next segment, we're going to talk about this with Hotep Jesus and more. We've got the Sunshine Project that Millie Weaver did a great job 6 months ago exposing, but now more of their videos have come out, how they're planning with Soros and Black Lives Matter to overthrow the White House. So that's the grassroots cover for all of this. But plan A is to just announce him the winner tonight, Joe Biden, and have the media go along with it. And then, quote, they've told us they're going to silence Trump. So you say, why would they admit all this up front? They have to normalize it. Like, oh, we're going to have convicted pedophiles come unannounced at your public school and have your six-year-old bounce on their erection through their pants. And you're like, that's insane. Yeah, it is. And we'll call you evil if you don't go along with it. This is the plan, is to hide it in plain view. Hotep Jesus joins us here. We really appreciate him coming on. We'll get him on tomorrow, too, in the aftermath. I think it's going to be extended out. They'd like to go plan B, but we'll see. They want to go plan A. HotepNation.com. He is a startup tech founder and has been marketing for close to two decades, both traditional and digital spheres, a writer and thought leader. He has cultivated a loyal following on social media, being honest and genuine while providing knowledge and experience. Hotep, I got a lot of questions for you, but what's your first takeaway right now about where we are and what you're predicting?
I think Trump has legitimate concerns about the legitimacy of our elections this year. And if he did not accept the results, I would totally and completely understand. And I'll tell you why. By the hour, if not by the half hour, we're seeing videos unfold of election meddling. I saw in PA, there's a sign up outside of an election station that was pure Democrats down ballot. And the authorities had to come in and take down that sign. I'm seeing people arguing at certain polling stations, not letting certain Republican watchers in, poll watchers in. And it's a disgrace, and it's terrible to watch. But I think Trump has a legitimate concern.
You're absolutely right. Do you think they're going to try to pull, because they've got both set up. If there's a C, I'll talk about later, but A and B, do you agree with that scenario of try to steal it tonight, have the media announce him the leader, he declares he's the president, launches his government immediately. He says that's his plan. They're saying he's going to win. Of course, they know that's not true. All the internal metrics, web numbers, actual real traffic, internal polls, double the amount of people searching how to vote Republican, all the other hundreds of metrics, to me, show a huge landslide. But I think they're crazy enough to try scenario one. Why will they not go with scenario one? Why would they go with a scenario two to drag it out, which we know they've got set up as well, Hotep?
Yeah, they want to drag it out. And I think there's, well, first, my first concern is how the heck did Hillary Clinton become an elector in New York? Well, I don't think we need to answer that question. We all know the answer to that question. We might not know who the new president is going to be tonight. There's a chance that decision or announcement may be deferred. But I think what's happening is, they're planning some sort of violent insurrection, some sort of fake revolution. We know the White House was announced to be on lockdown, and I think they'd much rather have 4 years of complaining about Trump because it's profitable to the media and it's profitable to other powers that be. They get to gentrify communities after they burn them down. So there's that sort of interest. But It comes down to the fact that I think they want something to complain about. I think America is boring without Trump in office, and I think they want to create some sort of violence over the next week or so.
I agree. In fact, that's where David Knight wanted to go this segment, is the Sunshine Group. David?
Yeah, you know, I think, too, that if when we look at this and look at the two different scenarios, could they come out and try to create a fake blue wave by the fact that they say that they've had two-thirds of the people who voted in the last election have already early voted, 97, I think, million votes, they're saying. And so they could create a fake blue wave and then have a pronouncement with this. But I think, Alex, the real issue, what they're looking for, is chaos and civil war. And I think not only, you know, the ploy of dragging this out and having Nancy Pelosi pick somebody on January 20th, according to the 20th Amendment, I think they want to have a prolonged unrest. I think everything that we've been seeing for the last year, not just the election, but also the lockdown is designed.
That's right. They're digging in. Everything is martial law. Everything is America failed. Everything is get deeper in debt. Exactly. Whether Trump's president or not, they're trying to kill the economy and absorb us. And even if we're able to get Trump in, the blue states and cities are going to stay locked down.
That's right. That's right. And they're also going to lock down the federal government. This is why I think we need to start thinking outside the electoral box.
Oh, that's key. We'll cover it next segment, but start getting into that. These are federal employees, including intelligence operatives who are currently serving, announcing that they're inside government are going to shut things and sabotage.
That's right.
Should all be indicted, but of course they won't.
That's right. And of course, you know, there's laws against employees. They try to use that from time to time against Republicans. There's laws against employees campaigning actively for other sides. And they were saying, well, you know, I had to be careful about some of these lines that we're getting pretty close to. Actually, they're way over the line. They're talking about how they can not only slow walk, but they can delay something or keep it from happening by playing their red tape games.
And all because they call him a dictator. Obama came out, we have the clip coming up, and called him a dictator for saying he'll contest if they contest. That's just insane. Hotep, let me ask you this. We'll get more to this next time. We've got a few minutes here. How do we counter this? What can we do on Zero Hour to counter this? I say stay on air, spread the word. They wanted us all off air. We're still on air. You're on air, reaching millions. I mean, that's really it, is we just don't back down. Or what do we do?
Yeah, I believe Rogan's going live tonight. Hoteps, we're going live tonight for a special episode. We have to consistently be in people's faces and give them an alternative view. And it's working. As we saw with the technocrats, they are scared. They are afraid. Last night, they suspended, I believe, 40, maybe 50 accounts. They suspended this young girl, Samantha, I believe. They suspended her Instagram account. Rob Snyder, a nuclear physicist, they suspended his account. And when I looked at the tweet, I didn't see anything wrong, but they are scared, which makes me optimistic that Trump pulls this out, because they are censoring, as we saw with the New York Post last week. And then he had to admit they had no proof that there was some sort of hack involved in the New York posting of that article. Zuckerberg, Dorsey, they both had to retract their statements, but they're running scared. And I think they know it's a potential red wave coming.
Bingo, Hotep, but that's what makes them dangerous. What do you think they might pull? I'm worried about false flags. I'm worried about going and blowing up a black church or something. Seriously, I am.
Yeah. I believe the gentleman sitting next to you hit it right on the head. They're looking to try and push some sort of civil war to install, like you said, martial law, as well as, so we got the civil war. Oh, COVID, right? So then we're going to have potentially a second wave of lockdowns surrounding COVID out of nowhere, just going to magically appear again like people are dying or something like that. So it's about control, and that's what they want. If they can create unrest, they have the excuse to take control and to remove civil liberties and to install fascist communism, fascist socialism, and remove everybody's civil liberties. It's disgusting.
That's right, because they've already won everywhere else, so they just think, why don't we just keep pushing? Well, this is America. That's why they flooded us with drugs and with racial division and poison and attacked our children to make us weak, because they know we are strong. And if we don't just play the part of victims, we play the part of victors and override that and come together, we have a real chance at beating this thing and having the American system challenge this godless globalist system. Hotep Jesus is our guest in studio. David Knight is here. So much more coming up. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be right back with the video of these Zoom meetings of these federal employees talking about what they're planning. This is the real teeth behind BLM and Antifa. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. The site you need to promote is electionnight.news. That's the one they are not censoring at this point. Electionnight.news. Electionnight.news.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios. Woo! In the recaptured state of Texas.
Yeah!
It's Alex Jones.
I love it! And I agree with Hotep Jesus 110%. The enemy's running scared. Everything they do is a failure. They're all these inbred crazy globalists that their grandparents stole all the power. And now they just sit around going, we got all the money, all these digits we made up. These people got stuff, and they're having a good time. And then we need to run their lives, so we're going to put stuff in their body, and we're going to tell them what to do, and we're going to put a diaper over their face. And they may get the followers to go along with them, but all that's going to do is piss off the leaders who weren't trying to be leaders, who were trying to be left alone. David Knight's here with me riding shotgun as well. He'll be with us throughout the evening with so many gigantic guests and big surprises here. We're going 24 hours plus. I predict they go plan B. They're trying to do plan A. They want to do it. If it's close, they're going to announce it at 9 or 10 tonight and then just say, I'm the president. He says he's going to do this. The article's on InfoWars.com from Axios. That is so huge. But I don't see them getting away with that, though they're going to try it. They're going to go plan B because that's how the globalists win, is dividing us further. But I really see it backfiring. Hotep Jesus, I said, what are key points you want to make? You brought up early Central Point. What should we be looking out for? Because I agree they're running scared. Their blood's in the water, but there's always there's always a silver lining, even for the bad guys. There's always a blind spot for us. What's our blind spot? Those of us that want pro-human liberty, who are about energy, not what color we are, but our energy, our spirit. Because I can tell you, Trump is into people's energy. You're into people's energy. So's David. The real truth is it's energy. We're energy beings. And Trump is into energy. The enemy wants to suck energy. Trump wants to empower energy. We want to empower energy. So in this fight, what should we be looking for? What's our six? What's our...
Well, one concern is that we know from the globalists. We saw in Nigeria and SARS, right? And I told people not to get too involved in that. But I spoke to a couple of people connected to Africa, and I asked them, I said, hey, what are the gun rights in Africa? And they are pretty much non-existent. It's almost impossible to get a firearm, and you can't even own a pistol. And you look at what they're dealing with. Police brutality that is way worse than what we're dealing with here in America. I mean, it's just it's complete brutality that people can't even defend themselves. They're completely unarmed. And that's what the globalists want here in America. So what we're going to see is, we know that they want to do gun grabbing. We know that Joe Biden wants to grab our guns. He doesn't want us to own our AR-14, as he would say, right? But the bigger issue here is when it comes to these insurrections and these coups and these fake revolutions, what they're going to try and do is, they're going to try and make it look like these people are right-leaning. They're going to have agents that are going to pose as Trump supporters, agents that pose as Confederate flag-wearing individuals or fake Proud Boys, and put the blame on them. And if that is not possible, they're going to run cover for these protesters, just like Joe Biden tried to call them peaceful protesters, and Michelle Obama and the rest of them said, it's mostly peaceful. But that's what the media, the technocrats and everybody, they're going to try and cover for. What we have to be mindful of is our rhetoric on social media. They're looking for anything to ban large accounts. They will find any excuse to do so. So we have to become as clever as we were in the 2016 election. A lot of people like to call them dog whistles, but I think it's just coded language that we have to use to outsmart them. It worked to get Trump elected in 2016. Alex Jones was in InfoWars was a pivotal part of getting Trump elected. And that's why what we saw last week with the Rogan stream never happened before. But for some reason, a lot of users couldn't get your episode. Mysteriously, there was some sort of problem there. And I think it comes down to a lot of things you exposed, not even the first 10 minutes, the first 2 minutes when I turned it on. I was like, oh, my God, I just turned the episode on and he's already dropping bombs. Whoa. And, of course, some of it I've heard. But I think the way you put it is so devastating and so revealing that it might actually wake a lot of the people up. The people that we're really trying to get to are the people in the middle. The leftists, they're not going to budge. Some of them have moved over. Right. Some of them. But the people in the middle, when they hear you, when they hear me, when they hear Uncle Hotep, when they hear a lot of the other voices online, Mr. Knight sitting next to you, they have to question and they have to rethink who they're following and who they're voting for. But I just thought it was so mysterious that your episode was the only one we had technical issues on.
Well, sure, I don't want to get in the middle of what happened with Joe, but obviously some of the people went in and rebelled, and they took it down, and then they put it back up, and they took it down again, and it just kept happening, and then they told Joe, they gaslight him. No, Joe, it's just a glitch, but they kept re-uploading it, and that's what's going on, and the behind-the-scenes stuff's even worse than that. I'm not at liberty to get into it, but Joe's gone through a lot. He had a lot of courage to have me on. That's why I was invited on tonight's show. I bowed out because this is our own show we're doing, and it's too soon. We got some other stuff coming up soon. I'm going to leave it at that. But next time, I'm not going to announce what's happening because.
Are you going to be on with him tonight? You not?
I was invited on there, and then I can't get into it on air. We'll see.
Right.
But it's not Joe's doing. It's my doing. It's just some strategic stuff going on. But David, what he said is key. I meant to start the show today with this is the era of false flags. This is the time for false flags. The only card they've got is blaming it on the boogaloos that are obviously, controlled by the globals, I think. And then the Proud Boys who are great, who they've been demonizing and setting up and casting as white supremacists. And that way they connect it to Trump and everybody else. I mean, they're clearly, they don't have command and control completely now. So they're worried about false flags because they know we're watching. But I agree with Hotep. False flag is their ace card right now.
Do you remember, Alex, in 2013, it was shortly after I came here, I hadn't been here a full year, and they had the Army War College, and they had a scenario. They said, you got a bunch of rednecks in Darlington, South Carolina, allied with Russia, and they want to secede from the Union. And so what do? We're going to war game this out. And you were like, what is going on? I mean, we'd never heard anything at that point in time about Russia, right? And it was like, and as you pointed out, you said, there's nobody that hates Russia more than the red, white, and blue country guys. So why would they put these two together? They were already wargaming the false flags. And, of course, Hillary Clinton, after her data was exposed 4 years ago, she did a classic red herring. She said, well, you know, don't look at the data. Who released this? Oh, I think it was the Russians. They probably did it in conjunction with those John Deere guys in Darlington, South Carolina. But this is what they want, and this is what they've been wargaming, and they would like to have us react to that in a violent way. And I think we need to think outside the box. We need to not just be reactionary to them. We need to be proactive. We need to make
we need to be upfront saying we don't support offensive violence. Because they keep having articles saying I'm calling for violence. No, I'm not. I said, if you come to my house, and if it hurt me, you're going to get it.
Yeah, and we need
that's not offensive.
We need to also make sure that we don't fall into the trap of centralization. That is their strength. That is what they want. They want not only a centralized national government, but they want a centralized world government. And so we're not going to find
out. What's the danger of us doing that? Where are we, the liberty movement, the populist movement, centralizing? What, betting too much on Trump?
I think we're betting too much on the presidency, on the Supreme Court. Look, I've seen in my life liberals who want to have everything decided by a federal law, make a federal case out of everything, and have the Supreme Court dictate everything to everybody.
No, I agree with you.
Americans who are looking for that as a solution.
I mean, I think Trump, the Supreme Court just ruled against him against the Constitution.
And so we have to reclaim.
Said that they can keep these damn polls going for weeks.
We have to reclaim the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, but even more importantly, nonviolently living our lives. Look, when you see a church like John MacArthur's church in L.A., 7,000 people every week, meeting in defiance.
And the courts just ruled that Newsom's wrong. Fine.
That's right. One court, one judge has. But regardless of whether the judge or the court or the Supreme Court overthrows them, we have to stand up. And the way this is going to happen, and we said this from the very beginning, I had John Rappaport on my show, and he said, look, we're coming up to Easter. He said, the way we shut this thing down, we got to have the churches say, we're going to fear God,
just
not
like
a virus,
17.
Not a government, and we're going to stand up and do this because the businesses aren't going to do it. And that's how we have to reclaim this, with our families, with our churches, with our communities. We live our lives in defiance of their centralization.
Absolutely. Hotep, Jesus, David Knight, stay with us. Listeners, you're king. You spread the articles, you spread the videos, you spread the live link and say, here's the censored live coverage they don't want you to see.
Alex,
yes, sir, Hotep.
First Amendment, Alex, that's what they are after. You see, the First Amendment protects the Second Amendment. If they can take us, if they can take our freedom of speech, we have lost the battle. And that's what the technocrats want to do. They want to take our speech.
That's right. And again, you're on Twitter with a huge following. What's the best place for people to visit you? On Twitter, Hotep, or where do they go?
Go right to my Twitter. You'll hit the link in my bio, and you can sign up to my email list and keep in contact with me.
All right, stay there. Do 15 more minutes with us, and then I got David Icke coming up. David, stay there as well, David Knight, because I want to get into the siege on the White House, the leftist terror operations that the media deny exist, and this gaslighting, and how we counter that and more with Hotep Jesus and David Knight. By the way, DNA Force has been sold out for a long time, the PQQ, the CoQ10. Best thing you do for your cells, for your immunity, it's back in stock, 50% off, destroyed free shipping from Patriot Points. It's our new sale. DNA Force is back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.